Ever fallen head over heels for someone, only to find yourself months or years later thinking, this isn't what I signed up for? That magical person who once seemed perfect now leaves dishes in the sink, withdraws during arguments, or seems oblivious to your emotional needs. This universal experience of disillusionment isn't a sign your relationship is doomed. It's actually the beginning of a deeper connection, if you're willing to navigate it consciously. The early romantic haze inevitably gives way to reality, revealing patterns that often stem from our earliest attachment experiences. Many of us were raised believing that dependency equals weakness, that we should be completely self-sufficient. Yet true relationship strength comes not from independence, but from healthy interdependence, maintaining individuality while connecting deeply with another person. Think about it. How many of your relationship frustrations stem not from the surface issues, those unwashed dishes or forgotten errands, but from deeper feelings of being unseen, unappreciated, or emotionally abandoned? The good news is that even if only one partner is willing to change, significant growth is possible. The journey begins with awareness of our patterns, acknowledgement of our needs, and aligning our actions with our deepest values. Have you ever found yourself repeating the same argument with your partner? These recurring conflicts reveal deeper patterns of missed connections and unmet attachment needs. Common negative cycles include the find the bad guy cycle of mutual blame, the protest polka, where one criticizes while the other withdraws, and the freeze and flee pattern of mutual withdrawal. Consider Emily and Matt. She feels overwhelmed while he seems distant. When she expresses frustration, he withdraws, fueling her anger. Their therapist reveals it isn't about chores, but deeper wounds. Emily's control issues stem from unreliable parents, while Matt's withdrawal mirrors his father's criticism. These patterns create a barrier where each reaction triggers more pain in the other, forming a self-perpetuating cycle. Breaking free requires recognizing these patterns and choosing different responses through humor, timeouts, or conscious engagement. When we identify our negative cycles, we can see the pattern as the problem rather than our partner, allowing us to work together toward solutions. Notice your physical responses during conflict: racing heart, shallow breathing, knotted stomach. These are governed by your vagus nerve, which shifts between three states: calm connection, fight or flight, and shutdown. In calm states, we communicate well. Fight or flight makes us defensive or critical, while shutdown leads to withdrawal. Triggers quickly disrupt our calm, like when Matt misses Emily's exhaustion, triggering her fight response, or when Emily's criticism triggers Matt's shutdown. Our visible reactions, anger, criticism, defensiveness, are just the tip of the emotional iceberg. Underneath lie deeper feelings like fear, shame, and loneliness that often go unexpressed. Instead of assuming intentions, Charlotte is manipulating me, we can express our experience. I feel manipulated when Charlotte changes schedules last minute. Triggers often connect to past wounds rather than present situations. Ashley's anger about wine glasses isn't really about housework. It's about feeling unseen and unappreciated, stemming from childhood experiences. Expressing vulnerability, I feel lonely cleaning up alone, rather than accusations, you never help, create space for understanding rather than defensiveness. Healthy relationships thrive on interdependence, a middle ground between complete independence and fusion. Partners maintain their individual identities while fostering deep connection, like two separate boxes that occasionally overlap but never fully merge. Self-abandonment often creates relationship problems when we consistently prioritize others' needs over our own, whether through unwanted agreements, suppressed feelings, or unbalanced responsibilities. This leads to resentment, typically stemming from emotional unavailability, imbalanced duties, rigid roles, and poor communication. Take Lydia and Sam. Their crisis emerged from emotional disconnection, revealing deeper individual wounds around acceptance and abandonment. The solution lies in understanding our attachment needs and expressing them clearly, rather than expecting partners to intuitively know what we need. Have you ever felt like you're carrying the mental and emotional load of your relationship alone? This invisible labor includes remembering birthdays, scheduling appointments, tracking supplies, and managing social calendars. When Ashley's husband leaves wine glasses on the counter overnight, her frustration isn't about the stains. It's about feeling unseen for all the household management she handles. This creates a destructive cycle. One partner overfunctions while the other steps back. The overfunctioner grows resentful while the underfunctioner feels increasingly incompetent. Breaking this pattern requires addressing both task execution and planning. When Ashley asks her husband to clean up, she's still carrying the mental load of noticing and delegating. True partnership means both people notice what needs doing and take initiative without prompting. This imbalance often stems from gendered expectations. Many women were socialized to notice others' needs, while men typically weren't taught these skills. Progress requires honest communication about expectations, clear agreements about shared responsibilities, and examining whether we're holding on to control because we don't trust our partner's methods. Like tennis needs lines and nets to function, relationships require clear boundaries for healthy interaction and mutual respect. Boundaries aren't walls, they're guidelines defining where you end and others begin, communicating what you will and won't accept. Our boundary styles typically develop in childhood. Some become rigid, keeping others distant, while others develop porous boundaries, struggling to say no. The ideal approach involves flexible boundaries that adapt while maintaining core protections. Creating a united front with your partner strengthens boundaries with family, friends, and children, meaning presenting decisions as a team while handling disagreements privately. Boundaries also apply internally, like Ashley's secret spending, which violated marital trust through secrecy rather than the spending itself. Effective boundary setting uses clear, direct language without apology or excessive explanation. While initially uncomfortable, setting boundaries becomes easier with practice and consistently improves relationship health. What if our most hidden parts are actually pathways to deeper connection? This paradox defines relationship healing. Vulnerability, though scary, enables genuine intimacy. Emily and Matt's case proves this. When Emily revealed how unreliable parents forced her early self-sufficiency, Matt's defensiveness transformed into understanding. Vulnerability means expressing primary emotions beneath protective behaviors, saying, "I feel scared you'll leave me," instead of, "You never make time for me." The process starts with noticing physical signals of emotion, naming feelings, and connecting them to needs. "I feel anxious because I need reassurance that I matter." Vulnerable communication uses I statements and clearly expresses needs. "When I'm overwhelmed, I need you to listen rather than solve." When one partner risks showing vulnerability, it often inspires the other to reciprocate, creating a cycle of deepening intimacy and trust. This mutual openness demonstrates how courage meets compassion to transform relationships.